Hi, and welcome to Relatable, a podcast dedicated to simplifying the complexities of modern everyday relationships. What if being great at relationships was easy for you? How would that change your life? How would that impact the people you love? I'm Fiona Lukies. Join me as I pull back the curtain on how easy it is for you to up your relationship game so you can enjoy effortless relationships with anyone in your life and become more relatable. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Relatable. You know, I was thinking about a conversation I was having with a client last night, and then a subsequent conversation that was happening in the Insight Community Facebook group that I run and manage. And we were talking about, you know, I had a couple of people ask me, Fiona, what do I do when I want to approach my partner about a particularly touchy subject? What do I do when I know that they aren't going to react very well? And I had a lady ask me, our sex life isn't that great. I would like to have more intimacy, but whenever I bring it up, my husband tends to shut down. Can you give me some advice on how to have this conversation? And then I had someone in the Insight Community group ask me a similar question about a different topic. As I was answering those questions, I thought, this is actually a really important topic for the Relatable podcast, which is why I am talking about it today. Because when it came time for me to answer those questions, what really stuck out for me was, it's not about how you have that conversation or the types of questions you ask, right? It's really not. That's not where the juice lies. That's not where the leverage lies. That's not where it's all about. It's about everything else before that. So as I said to the lady who sent me the email in last night, I said, it's not so much about how you have the conversation or the questions that you ask. It's about everything that you have brought to the relationship as a whole before then. See, when we try really hard around a certain subject to have a conversation and we try to say it in the right way and we go to a lot of trouble, and I know people do, to say the right thing, show up in the right way, keep calm in the moment, all of those things. The problem with that is, whilst that's great, like I applaud you for that, it isn't going to have much sway if everything that you've brought up until that point has not been a match for that. Okay, and I see this happening a lot. People trying really hard around a particular subject or a particular topic, but not really recognizing, seeing, or understanding the flavor that they have been bringing beforehand. We all bring a flavor to our relationships, we really do. And to me, this is the hidden, invisible variable that people do not take into account, that people do not see. We are not aware of the flavor that we bring because for many of us, the flavor is invisible, or it just looks like this is the way things are, or I can't help being this way because this person does X, Y, or Z. So in other words, the flavor that we bring is either completely invisible because it just looks like the way things are, or it's something that we can't help because of something that someone else is doing. Now, those two things can be quite damaging in relationships. They can be quite dangerous. And, you know, and the thing that I consistently see in my clients and the students that do my Relatable program is people start to become aware that they actually even have a flavor and that that's what they're bringing and that this is what permeates everything. See, your flavor permeates everything. It's like, and I was explaining this to someone the other day, it's like when you add food dye coloring to cake batter or something, or plasticine, it just spreads rapidly and infuses the entire thing. Now, if you don't know what you are infusing your interactions with, you can get very confused, very stuck, and it can look like something is way bigger than you, that you have no power and no control over the outcome. But the amazing thing is when people are aware of what flavor they're bringing, and I'm going to talk about the different flavors that we bring in a moment, but when people are aware of the flavor that they're bringing and they know how to take ownership over it and they're not making themselves wrong or not making the other person wrong, they can completely change the flavor. Now, when you change your flavor, the impact is astounding on the people around you. Absolutely astounding. And it doesn't matter what relationship it is. You know, I had a lady do a the 3-day program that I used to run before COVID hit, who had had a very toxic workplace situation. She'd been working with a boss who had been bullying her. It was either a boss or a manager, someone who was higher up than her, who had been bullying her, and she felt completely at the mercy of and completely powerless around. And she'd said to me, you know, Fiona, I love my job, I love what I do, but working with this person, dealing with their behavior day in, day out is just destroying me. I'm going to have to look for another job. And I remember saying to her, look, let's just wait and see how you feel at the end of the 3 days. And she came up to me at the end of the 3 days and she said, something massive has shifted inside me, Fiona. I'm not sure what it is, but leave it with me because I'm going to go to work and I'm going to see how this plays out. Now, I caught up with her, I think it was about quite by accident, we bumped into each other quite by accident about 4 or 5 weeks later. And she said to me, Fiona, I cannot believe the difference. This person is no longer bullying me. We haven't had a conversation. Nothing has changed except I'm bringing a different flavor. I know it. I can feel it. My whole flavor has changed towards this person. And bizarrely enough, they are not bullying me. She said, everything that you were saying about that, I've seen it play out, and I've seen it play out in real time, and I haven't needed to even have a conversation with this person. They just are no longer bullying me. Now, the flavor that she saw she was bringing was one of apprehension, one of worry, one of concern, one of fear at times, one of suspicion and mistrust whenever this person was around. And, you know, the funny thing is when we bring a flavor, it creates an energy, and the energy that we bring gets matched and mirrored back to us always. This is how and why everything is a mirror of you, right? So I found that fascinating that she could actually see that, and she'd seen the impact of it with someone that she'd never, ever even spoken to before about the particular situation, right? They had no idea that anything had changed, that anything was different, and they weren't even aware of the problem in the first place. So to see that level of change, I found absolutely fascinating. And I see this play out again and again and again with my clients. And as I said, the students in my Relatable program, people become aware of their flavor. And, you know, often the flavor that you bring is invisible because it looks like a requirement, or it looks like the way things are, or it looks like you can't help it, right? Now, this is why I often say to my clients, a big part of my job or a big part of what I do with people is making the invisible visible, because you can't change what you can't see. Now, if you don't know that you are bringing a flavor, what on earth can you possibly do about that, right? But it's amazing the difference that awareness brings, which is why awareness is the first key in the ebook that I've just written and have been selling all around the world. You've got to have awareness, but it's awareness of what? It's not awareness of the content of our thinking, of behavior, of the past, of memories. It's not that kind of awareness that we need. What we need is awareness of how we operate as human beings. And, you know, when you have awareness of how we operate as human beings, when you have awareness of the sameness amongst us, when you can see that there is a certain way that everybody operates in the world, that everybody creates a reality, you actually then get an opportunity to see your flavor, the flavor that you bring, because we all bring one. And it's always amazing to me that when people see the flavor that they bring, it no longer makes sense for them to bring that. For example, when my own marriage got into trouble 8 or 9 years ago, I was not aware of the flavor I was bringing. And the flavor I was bringing was one of resentment, frustration, arrogance. I couldn't see it because it looked like that was just the way things were. It looked like I couldn't help it because of something my husband was or wasn't doing. And once I started to have a different understanding of how to navigate my own humanness, all of a sudden I saw the flavor. And all of a sudden I saw how that was permeating every single interaction we were having. And no wonder our relationship was struggling. So these are the kinds of flavors that I see in my clients. I see the flavor of suspicion and mistrust, right? So they are bringing that flavor and infusing it with everything. And they don't realize the impact that is having on everything and everyone around them. I see people bringing a flavor of enormous expectation. I see people bringing a flavor of resentment, frustration. I see people bringing a flavor of disappointment. Oh, that's a big one. They just have this flavor of feeling very disappointed by most or nearly everything their partner does or the people around them do. And they don't realize just how debilitating that is and how damaging it is for their relationship. I see people bringing a flavor of, I need you to do things the way I want. So a flavor of control. I see people bringing a flavor of like they know it all, this know it all flavor. I know better than you. I've got all the answers. I know this. I know it all. You know, and I see that a lot. And they don't realize how truly damaging that is. I see people bringing a flavor of judgment. Oh, judgment is a really, really, really difficult one. I see people bringing a flavor of anger, fear. And, you know, they've been in that flavor for so long, or they have such a high tolerance for that flavor, they cannot even see that that's what they're bringing to the table. Or they don't even notice it until they are so entrenched in that thing that it's very, very difficult for them to change. You know, one of the beautiful things that starts to happen when you know how to navigate your own humanness, when you understand the way everybody creates a reality, when you truly know what's going on, is you start looking in a different direction for the answer and you start to become very aware of the flavor that you're bringing. And that's when you get the leverage that creates extraordinary change. That's when people who have been stuck in these dysfunctional, debilitating cycles actually start to see things ease. They start to see some flow. They start to see simplicity. They start to get what I would call emotional freedom. Now, when we have emotional freedom, relationships thrive, people soar, people do super, super, super well. But in order to have that, it's very important to know how to navigate your experience, and it's very, very important to know what flavor you're bringing. The other type of flavor that we bring is self-righteousness, people getting on their high horse, people being supremely arrogant, people bringing a lot of worry, people bringing the flavor of the past. Oh no, this happened, so therefore we can't do this. Not realizing they're bringing the past with them into the present. People bringing big bags of residue, which has got a whole mix of flavor in it, and then dropping that like a bomb into the middle of a conversation. These are things that we are oblivious to. And they are the things that create change. They are the things that have an incredible impact. Now, you don't need to do lots of soul searching and go back into the past and twist yourself inside out, upside down and back to front to see that. You just need to have an access to a very simple understanding, and all of these things start to become extremely obvious, and you start to relate to them differently. And all of a sudden, that flavor that you were bringing no longer makes sense. And so you start to naturally bring a different flavor, a flavor that brings out the best in somebody else instead of the worst. Because as I said to my client the other day, until you understand the flavor that you're bringing, it doesn't matter how hard you try to have a conversation around your sex life or how you're arguing or how you communicate, because it's the flavor that influences those things. And that's the thing that creates the leverage. That's the thing that you need to factor in. And that's the thing that people are oblivious to. So let's talk about some of the other types of flavors that you can bring. There's the flavor of compassion, understanding, curiosity, appreciation, gratitude, clarity, love. You know, we often think that those flavors are conditional, that they can only be brought to the table when certain rules are met, when people agree with us, when people do things the way we want. But what if that had nothing to do with it? What if the rules had nothing to do with your capacity to bring a different flavor? What if the flavor that you brought had absolutely nothing to do with how the other person shows up? Now, I know that can be confronting for people to hear, and I know that people listening to this may well argue and say, I don't know what I'm talking about, and that's ridiculous, and it's not possible, and what about abusive people, and what about this, and what about that? And all I'm going to say to those people, to you, if that's you, is that we are capable of so much more than we give ourselves credit for. And when we bring a different flavor, there is so much more available to us in any given situation. So let's say there's someone who is in a difficult or abusive or toxic relationship. Now, if you bring a flavor of clarity versus a flavor of fear, you are going to have more resources available to you. You're going to have better thinking, better ideas, and you're going to see opportunities that you weren't able to see before. Because fear, upset, worry creates a certain sort of flavor that clouds our reality. So the flavor that you bring is vitally important. And it's incredibly important that you have awareness around it. Because awareness is what creates choice. And choice is the greatest gift that you have. You can't choose what you can't see. So take a moment. What flavor do you think you might be bringing to your relationships? Are you bringing a flavor of drama? Are you bringing a flavor of shutdown? Are you bringing a flavor of control, judgment, fear? All the things that I mentioned, because we all bring them. And that has an enormous impact on the people around us. If you want to know more about how to discover this for yourself, how to see this more deeply so that you can have more ease and flow in your relationships, so that you can be more relatable, because we need to be. This is an essential life skill. Feel free to go to my website, fionalukis.com.au/relatable, and find out more about my online program where I teach you how to have an easy, effortless relationship with anyone. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable, where we are committed to taking the stress and confusion out of relationships. If you're keen to find out more, the best place to start is to head on over to my website, fionalukis.com.au, where you can download my free Relationship Masterclass video series, or join the waitlist for Relatable, my brand new online program, where I personally take you through how to have a great relationship with anyone.